Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Vitrans Logistics Podcast. My name is Rudi Weber, and my guest today is Tobias Reiter. He's a newbie in the podcast. Welcome, Tobias.
Hello, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Before we start talking about CPMS and the statement of direction, we go into details later, please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners, Tobias.
Yeah, as you said, my name is Tobias Reiter. I have a little bit of history with Vitron. So I started right after university. I've been a developer for a little bit over 6 years, also in the CPMS team. And then I took a little detour in a different company in the automotive industry.
Good to be back.
Yeah. And I came back 1.5 years ago and took over now the new role as the product owner.
The product owner of CPMS. Give us two sentences. What is CPMS?
Yeah, CPMS is English for Corrugated Packaging Management System. And it's a software to cover the whole business process for our corrugated plants. So from invoice to inquiry.
Exactly. And this podcast is focused on your customers because once in a year you have a statement of direction. And you published this, I think, a few weeks ago. Can you share a little bit? What is it? How is it created? What kind of work goes into it? What is this statement of direction?
So the statement of direction is a yearly documentation, or let's say information about CPMS for our customers, for our maintenance customers. It's quite a high effort to create it. So we start...
It's a technical documentation or no?
Not only. So we start in October and release it usually in the last week before the Christmas holiday. I would say it's a three-part document. First part is it describes the deliverables for our maintenance customers. So what do we provide for them? Then the second part is we look back to the current year. So what did we achieve? And then it's an outlook for what to come. Let's say for the near future. So in this case, in 2026, but also looking bit more ahead with a roadmap for the next 5 years.
You mentioned CPMS and you mentioned maintenance customers. Is there a difference between CPMS customers and maintenance customers, or what is the difference there?
Not really. So let's say everybody who's using CPMS is also a maintenance customer because you need our support to run the software. But that's the term that we use in the SOD, so in the statement.
So it's a review and it's an outlook, right? So what are the three most important messages to your customers?
I would start with the first one is that we try or we focus now more on the customer itself. So one, let's say, additional deliverable that we introduced also with my personal role in the team last year is the customer forum. So there we try to gather information together with our customers. So in a collaborative format where you have to imagine where competitors sit in the same room, like digitally, of course, and talk about general topics that are important for our business or for their business. And then, of course, for our software.
So it's a knowledge base for you.
Knowledge base.
Database, knowledge base.
The knowledge base, but also I would say it's a...
You're building communities.
Yeah, building a community and getting feedback directly from them. And also, let's say, get a common idea about the business over all customers. Because at the end, we have a product. So of course, we integrate customer-specific features, but we still have, a general product to serve the corrugated industry, and we cannot go left every time or right every time. We have to find the middle ground.
And what are the hot topics in your industry?
Hot topic is, of course, AI. That's one of the biggest one everybody talks about.
What surprise,
yeah. I wrote in this year's statement that it's the talk of the town, of course. It's also, Vitron cannot ignore.
And will not ignore.
Exactly. So That's one part. And also we have some projects in the upcoming year where we try to get in the parts where AI is not that strong. For example, manufacturing, where we have some more automation.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to this community. Are they heavily involved and given you input in this community?
Yeah, sure. So that's what I meant by it's very important, and also I think a very unique format that we are doing. So I cannot remember in my past, I don't know, 20 years that I'm in software development, that you get, as I said, competitors in one room. So we have like 11 to 12, 13, 14 companies. And of course, we are not talking about specifics. So we dealt with, regulations coming from the EU or some general technological steps that we might want to take and get their instant feedback if they think it helps them in their business or not.
But what is their wish when it comes to AI from your customers?
Yeah, the wish, I think we had one...
Fully autonomous.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think we had one meeting where one guy said, tell me where I can save one person in my company and replace them by AI. That's the bottom line.
Do you have an answer?
Not yet, I would say, but with... So we started with a chatbot, first steps.
We have an own episode on that topic.
Exactly. Stefan Bauer did the podcast to that. The good thing is that we receive feedback from the customer about the chatbot, and it's in use. So it's not that they say it's a nice thing. I think one guy said it replaced the way he looks for information within Books Online. Books Online is our online documentation. So he just writes a sentence or asks something to the bot, and that spills out the answer. So I think it tells us that it's the right way, and we can continue. And the second step will now be an agent that really helps with workload, that not only delivers information about existing or gives you existing information in a different way, that it really produces data within our CPMS software.
So we want to talk about the three most important messages. This was the first important message, the forum, right?
Yeah, the forum is collaboration. We want to show the customer that we really appreciate their input, and it helps us and them to grow their business and also, let's say, keep CPMS future ready.
Exactly. Well, the second important message.
Yes, a second is, I would say, we didn't talk about this because in the SOD, there's one also big part where we have to...
SOD is a statement of direction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Vitron likes to use abbreviations. The second one we didn't talk about, which is one of the most important ones in my opinion, is currently we're going to a transition phase with the software. So we have to lift our software foundation to the current level that are supplied by the vendors, I would say, like Microsoft, our database versions and so on. So this is a big thing.
What does that mean?
It means that if you know the history, there's also, I think, a podcast. I don't know if it makes sense to mention it right here, but in the 90s, there was a switch to the Windows world, and there's still a lot of content in CPMS from that time.
From the 90s.
Yes, sure, because the development language sure improved, but forms, dialogues are fixed windows. It works. I would not say it's a bad thing, but it can be better. And with the current technology, we have we can offer more flexibility to the user. So users can arrange, customize CPMS to their needs. And this is, if you have 20 years of development to lift technology-wise, it's a very, very big thing. So this is, I would say, the second.
Does that also mean, for example, that you can use it mobile and stuff like that?
Not mobile, because we are still a Windows desktop application. But for mobile, we have the CMA, customer mobile application, using our digital access layer, so we have that additionally. And also customers could program their own front end just using the interface.
Okay. What is the third message?
Yeah, and a third, we said already, is the integration of AI, because we are having an initiative also with corporate companies to identify the strengths of AI within CPMS or also in the, or let's say, wider in the corrugated business.
So this is not a chatbot. This is a running project to find out where it makes sense to use AI.
Yeah, correct. Because as I said, there are some hard mathematical algorithms involved, because if you're running a corrugator, you cannot have an AI planning it on Monday a different way than on Tuesday. So this has to be very, very precise, and the outcome has to be
deterministic. At the a one must be a one.
Correct. And that's not really the biggest strength of AI, at least in the moment. Maybe that changes, but that's future.
Maybe it's a thing for a good old-fashioned AI, going more into classical machine learning, stuff like that.
But I think that's the third one. And we are also doing POC at the moment for order intake, because this is still, even in the year 2026, there's still a lot of paper-based ordering from customers to, or from the corrugated plant to their customers, in this area we want to support the user by using AI and recognition of text, and then together with our access layer get the information from the PDF directly into our system without them having to read it, type it, do it manually.
What is your highlight and why? When it comes to the statement of direction, from a professional perspective as a software developer?
From a professional perspective, I would say that the statement of direction is a very, very important thing for the customer content-wise, because the customer will see also for their planning how the software progresses. We will show them how Vitron plans their version strategy, because this has a very high impact also on hardware on customer side if they plan to do another or add additional plans or update their infrastructure. Then it gives them, let's say, security, because Vitron or CPMS shows ways how we will tackle topics in the future. And also it gives them a short summary of achievements that were done within the year, so that they can see that their voice is heard.
When you have a statement of direction, the companies are reading the statement of direction, right? And they see, okay, Vitron is doing this. Is it the normal way to say, okay, we will go the way with you, Vitron, because we want to do that? Or can they choose what they want to do?
I mean, the customer always has their own strategy of using software. CPMS has a lot of modules that you can use or not use. But we want to show, firstly, benefits for the user. And at the end, it's their decision. Sure, they could use this and could use the statement of direction, compare it with competitors on our side, but that's not our intention, and we're not afraid that they do that, because that's, I would say, everybody does it in the market.
But they see you doing something together with a partner when it comes to AI, then they think about maybe we should also do something in AI with the Vitron guys.
Then this could be the case, yeah.
So what is on your agenda when it comes to the product, when it comes to new solutions? What is on your personal agenda?
On my personal agenda? So for me personally, as this new role product owner, is to be first, I would maybe divide that into externally and internally. So externally, I'm the interface between customer and CPMS as a product. The tools that we use for that, as mentioned, is our forum. And internally, I have to make sure that this customer expectation follows the Vitron overall strategy. And also, as I mentioned, we have to make sure that we still have our product, that we don't want to be we are, of course, listening to customers, and when they have certain projects, go lives, we try to match their needs, but we are still one product and not 250 individual projects for our customers.
So Tobias, where do I find the document?
Yeah, the statement of direction is always published in our e-learning platform, together with a PowerPoint summary about the most important topics.
Okay, Tobias, at the end, one more question. when we will see the first agents on the shop floor?
Agents on the shop floor. That's a very good question that I cannot answer right now.
But when we will see them, let's say, in a white collar environment.
In a white collar environment, I would say that we can expect something this year.
Okay, thanks a lot. Keep our fingers crossed. Thanks a lot, Tobias, for being part of our podcast. Thanks.
Thank you, Robert.